You're listening to New Tacnia. A tiny eye implant can restore reading vision. Europe has approved it. Europe has authorized Prima, a tiny retinal implant paired with camera glasses, for people who lost central vision to advanced macular degeneration. Most trial participants regained some ability to identify text, but the evidence covers only 38 patients and the system remains costly, limited, and dependent on external hardware. A 2mm retinal implant paired with camera-equipped glasses has crossed an important line between experiment and medical product. Europe has authorized Prima for commercial use in people who have lost central vision to advanced age-related macular degeneration. The 30-second summary. What happened? Prima received CE marking, allowing commercial availability across 30 European countries for geographic atrophy caused by age-related macular degeneration. Why does it matter? The system gave many participants enough artificial central vision to identify letters, numbers, and words after irreversible damage to their natural photoreceptors. What is the catch? The study involved 38 patients, the vision remains limited, external glasses are required, and access may be constrained by a price expected to reach hundreds of thousands of dollars. Key number. In the multicenter trial, 84% of the 38 participants reported that they could identify letters, numbers, or words using the prosthetic vision system. What Europe has approved. Science Corporation says Prima has received a CE mark under the European Union Medical Device Regulation. The authorization covers people with geographic atrophy, an advanced form of age-related macular degeneration that destroys light-sensitive cells in the center of the retina. Central vision is what people use to read, recognize faces, and inspect fine detail. Peripheral vision may remain, but the missing center can severely reduce independence. Existing treatments can sometimes slow certain forms of the disease, yet they cannot rebuild photoreceptors that have already been lost. Prima does not regenerate those cells. It creates an electronic route around the damaged area, producing a form of artificial central vision that works alongside the patient's remaining natural peripheral sight. How the electronic eye works. The system combines a tiny photovoltaic chip implanted beneath the damaged central retina with specialized glasses. A camera on the glasses captures the scene ahead and a processor converts it into a simplified image. The glasses then project patterned near-infrared light toward the implant. The implant converts that light into electrical stimulation. Surviving retinal cells relay the signal through the visual pathway to the brain, where the patient learns to interpret the resulting patterns. Because the implant is photovoltaic, it receives information and power through the projected light rather than a wire crossing the eye. The glasses can magnify text, an important feature because the reconstructed image is not equivalent to ordinary sharp vision. Training and practice are part of using the system, much as a person must learn to interpret another sensory aid. What patients actually gained. The clinical evidence published in the New England Journal of Medicine involved 38 patients treated at 17 sites in 5 countries. After 12 months, the company reports a mean improvement of 25.5 letters, a little more than 5 lines on a standard eye chart, when participants used prosthetic vision. 80% achieved an improvement of at least 10 letters, and 84% reported being able to recognize letters, numbers, or words. Importantly, the implant was placed under the atrophic central retina without a decline in average pre-existing natural vision. Those numbers are meaningful because the participants had irreversible damage. Still, restored vision needs context. Prima does not recreate the color, resolution, or effortless field of view of a healthy eye. Its practical value is narrower, recovering enough central detail for tasks such as reading enlarged text and recognizing shapes. Why the approval matters. Brain-computer interfaces often appear in demonstrations or small experimental trials. Prima is notable because it has moved into regulated commercial availability in Europe. Science Corporation describes it as the first CE-marked interface for restoring detailed form vision. The company is activating clinical sites and seeking country-level reimbursement. Germany is expected to be among the first markets, with an initial commercial procedure potentially taking place in September. In the United States, Prima has received FDA Breakthrough Device and Humanitarian Use Device designations, but it is still investigational and has not received U.S. marketing approval. The milestone may also help establish practical infrastructure for visual prostheses, surgical training, rehabilitation, device servicing, reimbursement, and long-term follow-up. Those systems are as important to real adoption as the chip itself. Before we overstate the result, the pivotal evidence involved only 38 patients, so uncommon complications and differences between patient groups may not yet be visible. The system provides limited prosthetic central vision, not a return to normal biological sight. Patients require surgery, external camera glasses, processing hardware, and training. The expected price is in the hundreds of thousands of dollars, while reimbursement and broad access remain unresolved. Long-term durability, upgrade paths, and performance beyond the reported follow-up still require monitoring. What happens next? The immediate test is whether approval becomes genuine access. Hospitals need trained teams, insurers or national health systems must decide what they will cover, and patients need realistic guidance about who is likely to benefit. Science Corporation is also developing a newer chip and less cumbersome glasses. Better resolution, a wider useful field and smaller external equipment could make later generations more practical, but those improvements will need their own evidence. The takeaway: Prima does not give patients a normal eye, and it does not cure macular degeneration. It does something more specific and still remarkable. It converts images into signals that a damaged visual system can use to recover selected central tasks. European approval now moves the technology from a promising trial toward the harder test of everyday medicine. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.